With the war dominating the headlines, politicians don't like to talk about it, but they can't afford to stop raising campaign money. And they're doing it this year under the provisions of the new McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. The law is only in place tentatively because many questions are being raised in the courts about its constitutionality. Indeed, within minutes of President Bush signing the act into law, its opponents filed a legal challenge. It was expected that by now the case would be pending in the Supreme Court. It's not. NPR's Nina Totenberg is here to tell us why. Nina, the law has a process for resolving these legal issues. What is it?
Well, it's an expedited process. It provides for a three-judge court composed of one appeals court judge and two district court judges to look at the law initially, and then it goes directly to the Supreme Court. Now, this case was heard in early December, on, I think, the 3rd and 4th of December, and at that time, the chief judge of the three-judge panel, Judge Karen Henderson, who's a court of appeals judge, volunteered, in fact, that she expected a decision out of her court by the end of January. That obviously hasn't happened. Now, this is a very complicated case. Still, to have it almost April and unresolved is quite extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. And why haven't we gotten a ruling?
Well, initially, there was a lot of thought that this is just a very hard case. There's a record that's more than 50,000 pages long, more than two dozen provisions. But as the months have dragged on, my sources tell me it's become clear that part of the problem is indeed the collegiality or lack of collegiality between Judge Henderson, the Court of Appeals judge, and the two district court judges. Judge Henderson, I'm told, began drafting an opinion on her own before the case was argued, in fact, before all the briefs were filed. And very important in these cases is what the lower court, that court, says is the statement of facts. That's what the Supreme Court's going to base its decision on factually. Well, when the two district court judges got a look at her statement of facts, my sources say they were appalled. And even though they are very different ideologically, one of them is relatively liberal, one of them relatively conservative, they began working together feverishly to try to make a statement of facts that they could agree on because they found Judge Henderson's unacceptable and much of what Judge Henderson wrote unacceptable. Relations between the district court judges and Judge Henderson are said to be pretty frosty at this point. The decision, when it comes out, I'm told, will be almost 1,000 pages long when it, and if it comes out. And so we're in a bit of a legal mess here with the Supreme Court waiting.
Mm-hmm. I don't want you to reveal your sources, but I presume it's not the judges that are talking about this.
No, let me make this very clear. None of the judges on this panel talk to me. But when there is this kind of holdup, there starts to be a leak in the normally sealed sieve at these courts. And I've talked to a lot of people about this who are very knowledgeable, and I'm confident that this is a story at this point worth getting on the air.
Mm-hmm. And time is of the essence because people want to raise campaign money.
And political Washington is getting pretty desperate because they don't know the rules of the game. Over at the Supreme Court, I think it's fair to say there is apparently even some annoyance because the court's coming to the end of the term. They're going to have to reschedule this late in the term. This is, as I said, an extremely complex case. There are at least suspicions that one or more justices might want to retire this summer. So this is getting ugly.
Thanks, Nina.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.